The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., reported 198 murders last year. That's a lot. But for D.C., it's a big improvement, down from 248 homicides the year before. But while the nation's capital and other cities saw a big drop in their murder rate, other cities did not. NPR's Laura Sullivan explains why some did better than others.
Here in the barren streets of Washington's southeast neighborhoods, the homes are boarded up and abandoned. Some have burned to the ground, others are covered in graffiti. Sergeant Buddy Smallwood has patrolled this area for 35 years.
Look at the gang stuff on the wall. Huh? Rest in peace, Sean, whoever Sean was. Rest in peace, J-Rock. That's people who've been killed up here.
Walking through patches of dirty snow, Smallwood scans row after row of brick public housing. This neighborhood buttresses one of the bloodiest areas in the district. Here, 50 fewer murders is the difference between daily shootings and a quiet afternoon.
One time people were afraid to come out of their homes because crime's so bad. This was a number of years ago, but we kept plugging away and I think we've had some success.
City officials believe that success is a direct result of some new crime-fighting strategies. 2 years ago, Police Chief Charles Ramsey started targeting specific neighborhoods called hotspots with beefed-up patrols and drug SWAT teams.
These are like special operations, mobile force, redeployed officers, those officers that we would not normally have on patrol duty. So we hit our hotspots very aggressively. We also spend an awful lot of time trying to identify the most violent offenders that we have in the district.
Nationwide, criminologists say cities that targeted drug dealing and gang warfare did the best. Professor Gary LaFree studies national crime trends at the University of Maryland.
Crime is a human problem. It's a difficult problem to solve, but it has ultimately human solutions. I think cities that have taken that attitude, that look, it's a human problem, there should be human solutions to it, I think is incredibly important.
That's the approach New York City took, where homicides have continued a steady decline, dropping another 2% last year.
Well, it is a relief. We're at the lowest level that we've been at since 1963.
New York's police commissioner, Raymond Kelly, says his department bought a new database, one that analyzes where murders are taking place, who's committing them, and who's dying.
That's what the database is all about, to give us insight, to drill down into the homicide base to find out really in a detailed way what's happening, who's killing who, why a homicide's taking place.
In other cities, though, like Detroit, Baltimore, Boston, and St. Louis, the homicide rate spiked. In Denver, murders almost doubled. While there's no way to know for sure all the factors that contribute to a high homicide rate, criminologist Gary LaFree says cities that depend too heavily on federal programs seem to fare the worst.
There are programs that have been very popular, like DARE, which research does not indicate has much impact.
St. Louis and Detroit have been big supporters of DARE.
A lot of the gun buyback programs have been popular. There's very little indicating that they work.
Detroit and Baltimore launched a number of gun buyback initiatives, and Baltimore and Denver promoted boot camps.
Not much indication they work.
In cities like Washington, though, something is working. And veteran D.C. Police Sergeant Buddy Smallwood says a sharp decline in the homicide rate feels pretty good.
It's great. You know, you get tired of seeing these youngsters get killed.
There's still a long way to go. Washington has had 14 murders so far this year, and it's only January. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.